Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I like this song, Super Joe. Feels very beautiful, emotional on a July 4th weekend, right?
It's uplifting.
Can you name the artist? I cannot.
No.
Dave?
It's not me.
Romano, Super Joe?
What's up?
Can I get an artist on this?
Oh, this is Bastille and Marshmallow.
Oh, Marshmallow.
See?
Fluffy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Are you guys going away for the summer? I know, Dave, you were just in Italy with WGN listeners. You got anything else planned?
I do have a trip planned next month.
Aw. Yes. Where are you going?
Colorado.
Colorado.
He was being very secretive about that. He was pausing. He didn't really want to share where he was going.
I don't know.
I think he was worried you were going to try to tag along.
No, I'm not trying to tag along. Was that the concern?
No, not at all.
I think maybe it was. I don't exactly.
You know what? He hasn't put in for leave yet. That's what it was.
No, I have. It's been approved.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out where I'm trying to plan something for the summer here, and I know that.
Don't you have to plan a honeymoon?
I have. Well, that's way out in the far distance. I'm not getting married until the end of November.
It's not that far to plan a honeymoon.
I mean, you have to plan the trip. Rip.
I think in the immediacy, at some point here, I'd like to take a little bit of time in the summer, and I have not come up with any. Really,
don't you go to the U.S. Open every summer?
I do go to the U.S. Open.
Okay,
that doesn't count. Okay. That's part of work. That just falls into it's like a 2-3 day quick trip to New York. It's almost like just the standard last week of August, but. I just feel like people are trying to plan something. So we would get a travel expert on here. Francesca Manger-Kevitz is with us here. Travel writer, blogger, International Food, Wine, and Traveler Writers Association. Also the website, theworkingmomstravels.com. Joining us here on 720 WGN. Francesca, good morning. Thank you for taking a little time here for fun.
Sure. Good morning.
All right. So before we talk about where to go, you've written about family vacations, and I think we've got some families, perhaps moms and dads, listening right now, and they get a ton of anxiety about actually getting in the car with their kids, going somewhere, and a vacation still feeling like they're going to work because it's just not going to be easy driving. So do you have some recommendations, perhaps, to ease the anxiety of going on that family trip in a car for 7 to 10 or however many days?
Well, I think there are a bunch of things that we can do ahead of time to kind of prepare, and especially living in a city like Chicago, where visiting one of the many different neighborhoods could be like a vacation or a trip. So maybe plan a day trip and go see something in the city or close to the city and kind of see what how things are going and what may need to be tweaked or changed, and then kind of like a dry run. And then maybe don't get too ambitious when planning. I know we have these great dreams of planning these epic road trips and things like that, but if it's the first time you're going on the road with the family, maybe start small, depending on the age of the children, too. So it really varies, and I know that we hear a lot about not allowing children to have so much screen time, but I think when you're on a long road trip, something like a tablet or even DVD players in the car, that's become really popular. Something like that just to occupy them is really, really, really helpful. I know my kids, when we've got the DVD player in the car and they are armed with a stack of movies, we don't hear from them for hours. So that's what worked for us.
Francesca, I like that. You're going to make it easier for mom and dad.
Well, good. And that is my objective. You know, I'm trying to show that parents like me, I'm just an average mom, you know. I can have a full-time job and still travel with my family and, you know, and not do the cliche vacations. You know, I mean, I'm not putting down the theme parks or anything like that, but there's so much, even close to home, that can qualify as meaningful travel experience.
So what would you recommend here, Francesca? I know that I think you specialize more in the southern region of the U.S., but let's say you're in Chicago, right? You don't want to fly anywhere. Budget is a concern, and you want to have a nice time. Maybe you're willing to drive, I'd say, up to, say, 8 hours. Does anything jump to mind?
Sure. And actually, I specialize mostly in Midwest travel. So,
okay.
So that's kind of perfect. So within 8 hours from Chicago, you've got plenty of options. I've always been partial to Michigan. So I like to go further north in Michigan, though. My favorite places are like Ludington, Traverse City, Petoskey, up in that region. And there are many different accommodation options to fit budgets. So there's things from camping all the way up to luxury hotels and resorts. So it really depends on your budget and your timing. And you really have to do your research. You know, don't just jump at the first package deal that you see or anything like that. Do your research, look into what is available, and make sure that it's what you really want. Otherwise, it could end up being not as fun as you had hoped. So I would suggest those regions of Michigan. And then Hamilton County, Indiana, is just north of Indianapolis, and it's a collection of a few different towns like Fishers and Carmel, and there is so much to do there with kids. One thing that jumps out is Connor Prairie. It's an interactive living history park. It's so much fun. I took my kids there a couple of years ago. We were there for like 6 hours, and I had to drag them out of there kicking and screaming so I could feed them. And so that was a lot of fun. You can do horseback riding nearby, a lot of outdoor stuff. Really, really fun. And then one of my favorites is Milwaukee, you could even almost do it as a day trip, but even an overnight, Milwaukee is, I like to call it Chicago light. So you've got a lot of the same options that we have in Chicago, but not quite as expensive, not quite the crowds like we have in Chicago. And and for parents like me who enjoy craft beer, that is the place to go. Let's see what else. Galena is always a really good option too. There are great accommodation options there. Even Eagle Ridge Resort, you can rent anything from a hotel room all the way up to 6-bedroom homes. So lots of stuff there to fit different budgets.
Well, Francesca, you answered my question. I was going to ask you about day trips, but what are, as a mom that travels with your kids, what are the most essential items that have kind of saved the trip for you as a mom? I know you mentioned tablets earlier for those really long car rides, but what other items have just been essential that you've thought, I'm so glad that I have this, and I wish I could tell all moms to pack this with them when they're traveling?
That's a really good question. Let's see. Well, always bring a power pack, like a battery pack to recharge the devices when you're on the road, or even if you're out exploring for the day, if your phone goes out. And we come to rely on our cell phones so much for GPS and just general information that you want to make sure you always have juice, as I call it. So I kind of don't leave without my battery pack to charge my phone while I'm out exploring. And I think that is like the biggest one. I'm trying to think. I'm kind of on the spot here.
Yeah, well, do you actually instill mandatory, off-screen time for when you travel? Do you make a certain amount of time that's just family time and no screens?
Yes, and we do it at home as well. So that's important to us. We've been on the road. I'm traveling with my family right now. We're in the Finger Lakes region of New York, and we've been traveling around the state for the last 2 weeks. And my kids haven't looked at, since we got out of the car, they haven't looked at a tablet or a video game or anything. And we've just been kind of hanging out and enjoying nature and seeing new places. So, yeah, we definitely, I guess, stress that when we're traveling with the kids, for sure, because we want to make memories together. And really, I'm doing it for the kids, it's so they can have happy memories growing up, and then hopefully it will inspire them to go out and see the world when they get older.
It's a beautiful thing. Francesca Manger-Kevitz with us here on 720 WGN. Did I say that right, Francesca?
Well, not really, but that's okay because it's complicated. It's Manger-Kevitz, but thank you for trying.
I gave it my best. Manger-Kevitz. There we go. Okay, let's take the kids out of it for just 1 second. Romantic Midwest trip for 2, 3 days. What are you thinking?
Okay, let's see. Romantic. So there is a treehouse village in rural Ohio. I think the town is Glenmont, and it is called the Mohicans. And it's a collection of luxury treehouses. And it is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I actually went there with the kids, but it's very popular with couples, and it's actually a wedding venue as well. So, I mean, you can't really get more romantic than that. So that would be my recommendation, and it's about a six-hour drive from Chicago.
So, Francesca, I've got a question for you. So Mark is getting married in November, and he just told Dave and I that he has not scheduled or planned his honeymoon yet. I mean, shouldn't he be planning his honeymoon? I mean, it's July, and he's getting married in November.
Yeah. Well,
give this guy some advice.
I'm a planner, so I definitely would have a honeymoon planned by now, but that's just me. I'm not judging.
Just totally judging.
Everyone's judging all the time, Francesca.
I mean,
it's okay.
Francesca, is he going to be able to pull something together?
Francesca, she wants to go to Hawaii. I think that's fun, but a little bit too traditional. I want to go off the board here. I'm thinking, a Thailand and Australia, something that you would never go back to, perhaps. Not that I would be going to Hawaii very often either, so it's not the greatest argument, but just something. Perhaps not as expensive as Hawaii, but yet equally beautiful and nourishing and all that stuff.
Okay, and you want to take your honeymoon right after you get married?
No,
so you're talking end of November?
No, we got open, I would say maybe like February. February, March.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I would, let's see, February, I'm trying to think, Central America, excuse me, might be a good option, like Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
It's not that far, and I am trying to remember if that is part of the rainy season. I know I was there in January, and the weather was outstanding. So that could be an option. It's not nearly as far as Hawaii, and it's not going to be as expensive. But if you did want to go something more exotic, maybe French Polynesia. I know a few couples who have just honeymooned there, and it's way out there, right? And it looks amazing if you're into water sports and things like that, or just hanging out in an overwater bungalow for a few days and doing not much of anything.
French Polynesia? So now I'm officially out over my skis here. See, why would you spend like that much money though to go like so far away when you can really just go lay on the beach at like Mexico, and it's still water and it's a beautiful beach and all that stuff, right? Like,
well, I think as long as you're in a bungalow that's over the water and the water is clear, crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's romantic, and you're not on your phone checking scores.
Right. We gotta leave that at home. Okay, fair enough. I got it.
That's a good point too.
Yeah. All right, Francesca, thank you so much. Appreciate the knowledge here. Have fun. And where are you? The Singer Lakes in New York? That seems like a
Finger Lakes.
That's in western New York, and it's only about a 9-hour drive from Chicago. And it's one of my favorite places in the country. I came out here last year for the first time, and couldn't wait to come back with my family.
You been
there? By the way, is Steve Cochran's native area, that Ithaca, New York, is in the Finger Lakes, right?
And, yes, it is.
I used to go when I went to camp. We were talking about camp earlier. I used to go canoeing on Lake Wallenpaupack up in that area.
Okay.
So make sure you check out Lake Wallenpaupack.
Check it.
You got it. Definitely.
Francesca, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.